SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
คุณกำลังฟัง SBS ไทยฟังเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจอื่นๆได้อีกที่ sbs.com.au/thai
คุณกำลังรับฟังพอดแคสต์ SBS Learn Englishsbs.com.au/learnenglish สวัสดีครับคุณกำลังรับฟัง SBS Learn English ในตอนนี้เป็นตอนที่53เรามาเรียนรู้เกี่ยวกับวิธีการให้กำลังใจใครสักคนทำให้พวกเขารู้สึกดีมีแรงบันดาลใจเรามีศัพท์สำนวนมากมายที่คุณสามารถนำไปใช้ได้นะครับมาติดตามรับฟังกันเลยครับ
Learning English helps me to be a true friend
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hey, it's Josipa here. And just like many of you during this time of the year, I'm thinking of improving my health with a new hobby. I'm looking for something that will get me moving without having to go for a run or spend time in the gym.And while talking with my friend Claire about it, I remembered something. I used to have a great time roller skating as a kid. Claire thinks it's a great idea, but I get it. You're probably thinking, I'm too old for it, right? Well, guess what? I said the same thing to Claire.
Well, I think it's worth a shot. What do you have to lose?
Did you notice what Claire just did?She gave me encouragement. Encouragement is like a friendly push that helps us to feel excited and confident that we can overcome any challenges and reach our goals. When we encourage someone, we share positive energy, making them feel good and motivated. So when Claire said,
"It's worth a shot,
She meant that it's a good idea to try something new, even if we aren't sure it will work. It's like saying, give it a try and see what happens.
What do you have to lose?
We can say, what do you have to lose? When we think that it isn't a problem to try something we are not sure about, because nothing bad will happen if it doesn't work out. For example,If your friend is thinking about starting to learn English, you could say, try listening to an SBS podcast called English on Repeat. What do you have to lose? Now, Claire, she's a great friend, not only to me, but also to Alan. So let me share how she encouraged him when he was scared about running a full marathon. A full marathon is a long race, really long, like 42.2 kilometers long.
The marathon's tomorrow and I'm so nervous. What if I can't finish it?
Take it one step at a time. It's okay to be nervous about it, but you've got this.
Yeah, but what if I get too tired or something goes wrong?
Alan, everyone feels tired during a marathon, but you can do it. Just give it your best shot.
Okay, you're right. I've worked hard. I believe in myself.The sky's the limit.
There you go. You're stronger than you think, and I'm behind you 100%.
You know what? We could all use a friend like Claire in our lives. Having a friend who encourages you is like having a secret weapon. They help you face problems with a positive attitude, making everything a bit easier and more enjoyable. So, let's practice...How to be that friend using English. Claire first said,
take it one step at a time. It's okay to be nervous about it, but you've got this.
Take it one step at a time means to go slowly and not to try to do everything at once. It's like saying, do a little bit, and then do a little more when you are ready. The saying, take it one step at a time, is not just for running races. We can use this saying for many situations, when someone is doing a big project or learning something new. Take it one step at a time. Claire also said,
you've got this.
You've got this is a phrase we use to encourage people. It means you can do it. For example, not so long ago, my grandma was trying to send her first text message and she was getting stressed about it. So I told her, you've got this. Even if you just send emojis to the whole family, it'll be the cutest message ever. Now, do you remember how Claire encouraged Alan when he worried about getting too tired or something going wrong? She said,
just give it your best shot.
Give it your best shot is another way of saying try your very best. For example, if your child is a little scared about learning how to ride a bike, but you believe they can do it and you think they will have fun trying, you could say, you've got this. Just give it your best shot.
Okay, you're right. I've worked hard. I believe in myself. The sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit is a phrase we use when we want to say that anything is possible. It's like saying, you can do whatever you want. You can use this phrase to remind people that they really can achieve whatever they want. And who knows, maybe even more.
There you go. You're stronger than you think, and I'm behind you 100%.
If you want to encourage someone in something that they are already doing, you can say,
there you go.
In different situations, this phrase can mean two things. It can be used as encouragement or praise when someone has done something well, like saying, good job. You can also use it when we are offering something to someone. So if you made a special cake, for example, and people are waiting for you before they start eating, you can say, there you go for it. Claire also said,
I'm behind you 100%.
I'm behind you 100% is like saying, I support you completely. It means you are there to support someone and will encourage and help them to do their best. I could say, I'm behind you 100% in your efforts to understand more and speak better English. After all, we are learning this together, right? And sometimes we all need a little break from learning as well. But before we do that, let's hear the whole dialogue once again and see how much better we can now understand everything Claire and Alan are saying.
The marathon's tomorrow and I'm so nervous. What if I can't finish it?
Take it one step at a time. It's okay to be nervous about it, but you've got this.
Yeah, but what if I get too tired or something goes wrong?
Alan, everyone feels tired during a marathon, but you can do it. Just give it your best shot.
Okay, you're right. I've worked hard. I believe in myself. The sky's the limit.
There you go. You're stronger than you think, and I'm behind you 100%.
How did you find the dialogue this time around? Were you able to understand everything Alan and Claire said? If not, you can always visit our website for learning notes and transcripts. And today, as our guest, I invited my colleague, Mujib Munib from SBS Pashto, who has an inspiring story to share. Hi, Mujib. Thank you for talking to us today.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
So I know that when you first came to Australia, like many of us, you struggled with English, right?
That's correct. Before coming to Australia, I was a TV producer and presenter in Afghanistan. When I first got on the plane to come here, I was very excited for my new life in Australia, but I was concerned about my future because I was able to speak only limited English. But I decided to take one step at a time. A week after I arrived, I enrolled in English class, I started learning English, and one of my teachers told me that there is a radio station called SBS Dari. And he told me if I learn English, I would be able to have an opportunity to one day work at SBS Dari. But luckily, during those few months when I was learning English, I did some English, basic English, and then I went to TAFE, and then I did university, and today I'm working at SBS.
So we can say your effort to learn English was definitely worth a shot.
That's correct.
And can you describe a moment when you felt that sense of accomplishment in your language learning?
Yes, I would say there's no end to education. I'm still learning new phrases and words of English.
Me too, yes, me too, every day.
When I first prepared a draft copy of my first English article and it was published, and that was the time I had a sense that I had learned some English.
And based on your experience, because I know we spoke about all this before and you told me that you had teachers who were really encouraging. And how do you encourage someone who feels down about their language learning? What would you say to them?
My advice is don't say English is hard. If I was able to learn English, you can also learn it. Just give it your best shot.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is encouragement?
Encouragement is the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope.
What does it mean? The sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit is a phrase we use when we want to say anything is possible.
Now, let's practice the phrases we can use to encourage someone by repeating after Alan and Claire.
I think it's worth a shot.
What do you have to lose?
You've got this.
Just give it your best shot.
Take it one step at a time.
You're stronger than you think.
I'm behind you 100%.
Visit our website for learning notes and test your understanding and listening skills with our quiz. And if you're wondering how my roller skating is going, well, buying them was definitely worth a shot. And now I'm giving it my best, one step at a time. Or should I say one wheel at a time? Well, I'll think about it. In the meantime, please get in touch. You can find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
This was an SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
ต้องการฟังเรื่องราวน่าสนใจแบบนี้อีกใช่ไหมฟังได้ทาง Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify หรือที่อื่นๆที่คุณฟัง podcast ของคุณ